Well, if you've not been following this, we've got a trade dispute with Canada. Last year, Canada broke the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement by essentially blocking access for our dairy under the agreement. They are refusing to comply with the May 1st deadline to change its tariff quotas. So the question now is, what are we going to do about it? The Trade Minister, Todd McClay, is with us. Todd, morning to you. Now,
Mike, good morning.
Yeah, here's my problem with it. It's part of a goodwill deal. They weren't dragged kicking and screaming. No one's ordered them to be here. Why are they behaving the way they are?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, New Zealand honours its commitments to others when we enter into them in trade deals. We expect other countries to show us the same courtesy. And, Canada, I suppose, in theory, has always looked to arrange their market that they think is fair, but it gives advantage to their producers. And in the case of, the CPTPP, New Zealand exporters about $120 million out of pocket over the last 2 years. We took that case, as you said, and we won it. And yesterday they came forward with the new arrangements, and actually it just feels like a sort of a sideways move. So I've asked for some urgent legal advice as to what the next steps that New Zealand might consider taking against Canada.
Have they done that knowing that the WTO is a bit broken and they can stall for time?
Well, so there's two ways we can go about this. One is the WTO, but this is through the CPTPP. And so, it is an agreement that we have with them and other countries. In the case of dairy, it's a quota. It's about 3.5% of all of the dairy they produce. And the challenge here is what they're doing is saying, look, New Zealand, you can still export this dairy product to us, but we've arranged the special quota system of licenses, so only our processors can buy it and use it, and they're choosing not to because of subsidy in their own market. So it's not that there aren't things that we can't do. It's not to do with the WTO, it's in the CPTPP. But look, Mike, it's as simple as this. They entered into an agreement with us and other countries. They knew what they were doing at the time. It's up to them to honour it. And I'm just sending them a pretty clear signal today that New Zealand reserves the right to take any action they're able to under the CPTPP. If they don't honour those commitments, they still have time to do so. We'll start some dialogue with them, but I'm eagerly awaiting the legal advice.
Is there goodwill here or not?
Well, interestingly, we get on very well with Canada across the board. There's many areas, including the WTO, we're on the same side. We are talking about various things and, pushing and lobbying others. But in as far as their obligation to us under dairy, no, there is not goodwill being shown there. You know, if you think about it, 3.5% of their dairy, it's a very, very small amount to them. I guess the only reason they're doing it is domestic politics. But actually, they've got an international agreement commitment with us. They need to honour it.
Is there an interpretation issue within the agreement? In other words, would they, if I had them on right now, would they be going, no, Todd's completely misread this, here's our stance, and that makes sense?
Well, I think they would say that, although the independent panel that was set up last year that looked at this for us found in our favour. And so what they've done is they've come forward with a new arrangement, but actually, if anything, they've made it more complicated, I think, rather than very, very straightforward. The easiest thing for them to do is say there's a quota available to New Zealand. It's New Zealand to decide how to fill it and where they want to sell it and what they want to do with it. That's the case with the European Union and any other country that, we have a similar arrangement of quota over. When we had the, a quota still in place for dairy into China, it was for New Zealand to decide how to go about, using that quota. So all they're doing here is saying that actually we'll take all of the value you guys can sell to us, but actually we're not going to buy. So yes, I think you're right, they would say that, but in this case, the panel found that they are wrong, and the changes they made yesterday actually are also wrong.
Good luck. Appreciate it. Todd McClay, Trade Minister, he's in the OECD, hence the slight delay on the lines.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.